coming to you from the heart of forgotten America. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, where truth still matters. Liberty is still the key to everything. It's Friday, August 9th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, 19 people hacked up and hung from overpasses just south of the border in Mexico. And to think they want to sue America for not being safe enough. I know, right? Number two, Elizabeth Warren has veered to the radical left fringe of the party, and her stock is rising with Democrats. She's now in second place, but dogged by her fraudulent claims of being a Native American. That's tough. And the big question of electability continues to dog Elizabeth Warren. We'll talk more about that. And number one, the rudderless Democrat Party has shifted from its endless calls of Russia. Now its endless cries of racist. And they're not just talking about Donald Trump. No. They're talking about anybody that supported the president. Anybody that dares to vote for the president. You're a racist. You're part of a white supremacist movement. I can't even say it with a straight face. You are worshiping Adolf Hitler when nobody's looking. I mean, come on. The white supremacist movement is almost non-existent in this country. I was telling somebody this story yesterday. Back 20 years ago when I was working for WCMH in Columbus, Ohio, the NBC affiliate there that was owned by the network. So I was working for the network and was on news channel a lot for NBC News and so forth. And my assignment for a sweeps piece are special stories you do during the ratings periods, was to go down and try to find members of the Ku Klux Klan. Well, it took a lot of time and effort, but we finally found three people, a husband and a wife and their 6 or 7 year old child, who we interviewed, by the way, and he had the whole monkey suit on, the whole ridiculous pointy hat and all the nonsense, right? And spewing hate about he hates this person, he hates that person, whatever. But the fact of the matter is it was almost impossible to find anyone associated with the Ku Klux Klan because they really don't exist. We even used the Southern Poverty Law Center, a completely discredited organization today. But at the time, seemed to be fairly up and up. Morris D has helped us, a guy who's now been run out of that organization for getting handsy with the help. And we were able to interview three people. Now, even back then, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, there were less than 8,000 members of the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacist organizations in America. 8,000. Now, maybe it's ballooned to 10 or 15,000 today. We live in a country of 325 million people. It's not exactly a big threat to you and I. So I just want to clear the air about that. And make sure you understand this notion that somehow there's this big threat to America from white supremacy is absolute nonsense. But here, we do have this compilation. I ran it in the first hour. I want to run it in for you now. Joe Biden talking about the racist president, and because they've gone from Russia to racist. What else do they have to sell? What is their message for economic independence, for security, for middle-class families, and for unions and working families? What do they have? They have nothing. He's a racist. Anybody that supports him is a racist. You're bad people. That's what they've got. ABC News did this nice compilation of Joe Biden, who's now apparently consumed too much of the Kool-Aid. Bite number one. Go.
His low energy, vacant-eyed mouthing of the words written for him, condemning white supremacists this week, I don't believe fooled anyone at home or abroad. His energetic embrace, the energetic embrace of this president by the darkest hearts and the most hate-filled minds in this country say it all. We have a problem with this rising tide of supremacy, white supremacy in America. And we have a president who encourages and emboldens it. Trump readily, eagerly attacks Islamic terrorism, but can barely bring himself to use the words white supremacy.
It wears me out. Enough.
He doesn't appear to believe
Joe.
It.
Okay, bye. Enough. I mean, you get it. He regurgitates this nonsense. But then, just last night, he was speaking to a group of Asian folks at the Iowa State Fair, an Asian and Latino coalition PAC in Iowa. At the Iowa State Fair is Joe Biden And he's wanting to pander for their votes the best way he can. Now, this was our first contestant today for the dumbest thing you've heard all week. It's a new contestant, so I wanted you to hear it one more time. It's Bite 7 with old Uncle Joe. Bite 7. Go.
And the other thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
What?
Wealthy kids. Black kids.
Whoa.
No, I really mean it.
Poor kids are just as talented. So is he suggesting that only black kids and Hispanic kids are poor? No poor white kids, because white kids and poor kids are just as talented as those white kids. Oh. All right. We'll get to that. We're going to have a compilation video, by the way, at the end of all of this. Not quite yet. Everybody relax. I want to get this in because here's the next contestant for the dumbest thing I've heard all week. This is our next. It's number eight. The number eight, by the way, which is weird. I used the number eight. It's bite number eight. And eight is a racist number. And it's a message to white supremacists everywhere is the number eight. Maybe that's why I did it. Maybe it's a subliminal message in my mind from Donald Trump. And I'm, oh, heck, just play bite eight.
We have to understand the adversary and the threat we're dealing with. And if we don't understand how they think, we'll never understand how to counter them. So it's little things and language and messaging that matters. The president said that we will fly our flags at half mast until August 8th. That's 8-8. Now, I'm not going to imply that he did this deliberately, but I am using it as an example of the ignorance of the adversary that's being demonstrated by the White House. The numbers 8-8 are very significant in neo-Nazi and white supremacy movement. Why? Because the letter H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. And to them, the numbers 8-8 together stand for Heil Hitler. So we're going to be raising the flag back up at dusk on 8-8. No one's thinking about this. No one's giving him the advice, or he's rejecting the advice. So understand your adversary to counter the adversary.
You know, some of it is just so bizarre. Ignorance of the adversary. What is this ignorance of the adversary? Presidents have been flying flags at half staff, and so have others, from the beginning of the Republic. Do you think other times during the Republic that it happened on August the 8th? Who cares? That's why it's one of the dumbest things I've heard all week. The number eight is now racist because it's the eighth letter of the alphabet, which is the letter H, by the way. It's a secret plot to get in the minds of Donald Trump supporters. We'll have a compilation, by the way. We might have one more addition to all of this. But we're going to vote at the end of hour number two here, I think, potentially. Might hold it longer. I haven't decided. But don't use the number eight. I wonder who the number eight NASCAR driver is. I wonder if they realize the implications. Or the number eight football player. Do they realize what they're advocating? It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. We'll be right back.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.